Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me get this over with. About a week ago, Tommy came up with what he thought was a very, very fair plan for me to get out of growing this grotesque Pete Alonso-inspired beard.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, it's Pete Alonso-inspired because I would not shave until he extends his contract. It started with my hair. It turned into the beard because I saw him at a Ranger game and assumed, much like Jeff McNeil a year ago, he would soon extend. And I promised everyone I wouldn't shave my beard. That literally was 5 months ago. Okay? I've been doing this for months. It's almost a half a year. There is a growing forest on my face. Clearly, unless my intervention makes a difference, the Mets are not extending Pete Alonso anytime soon.
You never know.
Now, I have the razor with me, okay? I got the razor ready. So if at some point that glass breaks and Sean and Loogie say Pete Alonso is about to extend, I'm going to whip this wall razor out and I'm gonna make you shave me.
I'll do it.
I'm going to say, Daddy, shave me.
I am a barber.
A barber will shave you.
Right.
That's right. But obviously that's not going to happen.
By the way, just for clarity, it's extension, right? It's not just re-signing with the Mets. It's an extension.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Oh, so if it expires right, and then he just re-signs.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Does that count?
That's a debate potentially for a few months from now.
Well, just save that one. Just keep that one in, you know, just on the hook.
Well, hopefully it's not.
Rumpelstiltskin over here.
Hopefully it's not on the hook because Tommy Lugauer came up with what I thought was a very, very fair proposal, which was if Evan, that's me, colors my beard every day starting next week for 3 weeks. A different color. You guys get to pick it. You color my beard every single day. Make me look like a circus freak. And then I shave half of my face and go to Mets opening day with a half-shaven face. That would be enough of a buy-off, if you will, to get me out of this beard. But the only way this works is if all three of you guys say that's a fair deal.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on social media. I put a poll out there, and I was surprised. It was very, very close. It was 51%. It's not enough. 49% said, yes, that meets our approval, which is almost a win.
Yes.
Because for half the people to actually say yes and not make me suffer anymore is a victory. But now I leave it in the hands of my gods, Tommy Lugauer, Sean Morash, and Tiki Barber. So I'll start with Sean.
Right.
Actually, you decide. I don't even care. Well,
we're going to go around.
Yes.
Three here. I just want to make this clear. How many different colors are we talking about? Again, I just want all the rules on the table.
As many as you want.
How many days?
Well, so I did the math on that. Okay. It would start next week. All right. So upon returning from Florida on March 4th, it would begin. That is three full weeks. That's 15 days. And plus the 3 days leading to opening day is three more. That would be 18 consecutive shows of me coloring my beard a different color.
And the 3 days leading to opening day, including an appearance at opening day, would be a half-shaven face?
That is correct.
Mm.
Included with an appearance with fans, I think, on opening day. You have to schedule some kind of meetup.
Your book is coming out then, correct?
That's right. My book is coming out, so I may have to make some media tours.
Yes.
So it's going to be a media tour as well as...
We're half-face.
Oh, half-face.
I should mention my book is My Mets Bible. It's on Amazon right now. Okay. You can pre-order on sale April 2nd.
Your answer will be met with a yay or a nay. I'll turn to Tiki Barber first.
Yeah, so esteemed colleagues, we've pondered this for a couple of weeks now. We've discussed it internally. We've discussed it even with Evan. He seems to be amenable to this. I, as the this side of the glass participant in this vote yay.
All right. One down, two to go. What's up?
I've never witnessed anybody with a half-shaven beard before, and I know how much opening day means to Evan. I, too, vote yay.
I see the finish line. Loogie is standing in my way.
Life's not that simple, Evan. Number one, did you agree to a central meeting point on opening day, let's say the Apple outside Citi Field, to hang out with Met fans? Because I know how you are with games. You sort of disappear. You're in, you're out.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to get your pound of flesh. I want you to stand somewhere at noon and then take pictures and videos with the fans so we could get the... Yeah, you're smirking because you knew you weren't going to have to do this.
I wasn't smirking.
You were going to try to get around it this way. You have to meet somewhere with the fans. You have to agree to a time and a place to meet with Met fans at Citi Field on opening day.
All right, Met fans, I will be in the Jackie Robinson Rotunda at exactly 12:05.
Fair enough. Okay. There are some accusations against Evan Roberts circling around the internet that must be brought to the attention of the show.
Go ahead.
Evan, you've been accused of trimming.
Trimming what?
Your beard.
Does it look like I've trimmed my beard? Look at me.
Those that are accusing you say if you look around your mustache, it looks like you've trimmed it.
No, we gave him the...
No. Yeah, the neck. Did. The neck, not the mustache.
That's true.
Now, remember, wifey. When you kiss with the mustache, irritation.
I will never tell a lie. There has been trimming around my...
You're done. You're going to have that beard for the rest of your life.
What?
You've been trimming and not telling anybody on the mustache?
Dude, it was the...
Oh, no.
Settle down, Loogie. Think about what we can see here. He's a liar and a cheat. We know that.
Right. There's more here. There's a better reward on our end. Like, we'll get to color his beard every single day.
There needs to be honor among thieves.
Well, I'm honoring because I'm answering your question honestly. I want to be clear with you. There was some trimming above my lip, and my reasoning was the hair was going into my mouth. Like, I was trying to eat, and hair would get in the way.
Oh, that's just kind of gross.
So, thank you very much. So, I did do some slight trimming, but that's it. Like, I haven't trimmed anywhere else.
So much like guys that got popped for steroids. Only did it once. I've only been pulled over once for speeding. Okay. What else you been doing?
No, I think this is fine. Loogie, would you agree to this? The whole deal's in place, except for when you shave half your face, you also need to shave just one ball.
Excuse me? One ball of what?
What, around the old brajol?
However you may approach that.
Okay.
Uncomfortably.
But that's going to be a scout's honor because who's going to check that?
Well, you could get waxed.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
We're going to hope that scout's honor. That's it.
All right, so... Well, say that again. I've got to do one of my balls?
Look, we will agree to everything.
This son of a bitch was trimming.
I know. The half beard, the coloring, all of that's in play. But as punishment for your trimming, for those couple days, one of your balls needs to be shaven, not the other one.
Can I just speak to Loogie real quick about this?
Sure.
I didn't lie. Like, I could have very easily looked into you and said, never did it. I'm being honest with you. I don't want to lie about that. So don't you give me, I don't want to say credit, but don't you say, all right, at least he was honest about it.
No, you lied through omission. Because all along, you could have pulled me over as your confidant, as your consigliere, and said, you know what, Luke, whatever, I'm trimming. I would have said, you know what, your secret's safe with me, bro. You got me, I got you. But you didn't do that.
Well, I did.
No, you kept it from us.
I almost felt like we gave him permission to do that.
Thank you, Tiki.
Because we told him early, you have to keep it clean. Because the last thing we want is to have a raggedy-ass looking Evan Roberts sitting next to us.
You're right, Tiki, but we got him on the ropes for one shaven ball here. Can we just go with it?
I mean, that's just for Loogie.
I don't want to see that at all.
Whatever Loogie's fetishes are, that's for another conversation.
Like, think about this.
I'm just trying to remind you that we told him, you got to keep it tight. It's got to look clean. You can't be looking like you're homeless, right?
I lean Tiki here. Tommy, I'm sorry. Do lean Tiki.
I'm going to invalidate that claim by Tommy Lugauer. It is no longer relevant. It is not to be discussed. And the ball thing is up to Tommy.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I think we have an answer here. I'm sorry, Tommy, but I will just say this. If you do not accept and go back on your word, there will never be another offer again to get out of it.
Go back on what word? About the coloring of my beard?
If you don't accept this and you wake up and have a premonition or whatever you do and you go, you know what, I'm going to keep it a little longer. This is it, pal.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know what to get off the pot time.
So you're saying if this I decide
no more deals
to take advantage of this,
then you better hope old Petey Boy's a Met for life.
All right. I accept.
There you have it, folks.
Then I accept. The tribe has spoken.
All right. Mm. So on Monday, you will shave me and then No.
We will dye you. We will dye you on Monday.
I jumped ahead of myself. You will dye me on Monday, whatever color you want, and that will begin the 18 days of coloring my beard. So whatever you guys, you should make a list. You should start mapping it out.
This is kind of like coloring Easter eggs right. This time of month.
We will have a plan. Don't worry.
You guys are going to have a plan?
We will have a plan.
All right. I look forward
and
to
the process.
And we all look forward to
it. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.